Hi, this is Daniel Garber the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring festival season continues in April with the upcoming Images 30th later this month and TIFF Kids 25th season starting this weekend. But this week I'm going to talk about movies about exceptional people with hidden histories. There's a musical genius in Manhattan, a mathematical prodigy on the Florida coast, and a man of mystery at the border of France and Germany. Gifted, directed by Mark Webb. Frank, played by Chris Evans, is a youngish guy living in a shack in Florida. He lives a quiet life, fixing boats and hooking up with women he meets at Laguna bars. The rest of his time is spent homeschooling his niece, Mary, played by McKenna Grace, a foul-mouthed seven-year-old with blonde pigtails. Mary likes math, dancing to pop songs, and playing with Fred, their one-eyed stray cat, a cast-off just like the two of them. How do they end up in Florida? Well, Frank's sister, a math genius, left Mary with him as a baby just before killing herself. She made him promise to let Mary have a normal life in case it turns out that she's a genius too. Normal means keeping her away from math profs and universities and most of all away from their obsessive mother, Evelyn, played by Lindsay Duncan. She's the one who pushed Frank's sister over the edge with a relentless ambition of solving one of the Millennium Prize problems. These are famous math puzzles. So Frank is protecting Mary from all of that, but how can she live a real normal life hidden away in a clapboard shack? It's time to send her to public school, despite the warnings of his savvy neighbor, Roberta, played by Octavia Spence. Right away, Roberta's right. The dominoes start to fall. Teacher tells principal Mary's gifted, principal goes online, and soon Evelyn is in Florida knocking on their door, demanding a proper Harvard education for her gifted grandchild. So who has Mary's best interest at heart? Her wealthy patrician grandmother or her salt-of-the-earth Uncle Frank? Okay, I like the idea behind Gifted. I was looking forward to a story about this genius kid living a normal life in a poor neighborhood in Florida. But aside from a few scenes, this movie isn't about that. It's actually a child custody drama, which is never fun to watch. Throw in foster parents, courtroom tug-of-wars, and lawyers, and the movie becomes a trial. Well, the acting's not bad. You got Captain America as a single dad. And there are a few twists and turns revealed along the way. Mainly, I found Gifted pretty disappointing. I Called Him Morgan, directed by Casper Collin. Lee Morgan was a young jazz trumpet player from Philly, featured in Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band as an 18-year-old. 15 years later, he was shot dead outside a Manhattan jazz club in a snowstorm by a much older woman named Helen. How did he get there? Who was this woman? How did it happen? So a new documentary looks closely at both of their lives. So Morgan was a hard-bop trumpeter who dressed in Ivy League suits, drove a Triumph through Central Park. Big success, he played with Art Blakey and John Coltrane before breaking away with his own band. Helen was born in a dirt poor home near Wilmington, North Carolina. She had two kids by age 14, widowed by age 18 after a short marriage to a bootlegger. So she leaves her kids with grandma, moves to New York City, and never looks back. She cut an impressive figure there on the streets, hanging with Manhattan's demi-monde, the sexual outlaws and drug dealers. And that's how she entered the jazz scene. By the time she met Lee Morgan, though, he was a junkie who had already pawned his trumpet and clothes for some heroin, and he was virtually homeless. So she takes him under her wing, washes him, gets him to a Bronx clinic, sets him back up in the jazz scene. She serves simultaneously as his mother, his lover, his manager, and his professor. Protector. But when he begins to fool around with a younger woman from New Jersey, things start to go wrong. So I Called Him Morgan is this amazing documentary about the two lovers, very separate and amazing lives. So Helen only gave one interview in her life, and it was in a bar on a cassette tape a month before she died. But they take the tape, and it narrates what really happened. And the rest of it's filled in with interviews with Morgan's friends and musicians, filling in the blanks. And it's illustrated by these black and white photos from Blue Note, which was his label and the bar he played in, the club he played in. And it's all set alight by Morgan's cool trumpet sounds. Great musical documentary. France, directed by François Ozon. Okay, it's a small town in Germany right after World War I. Anna, played by Paula Beer, is a strong and pretty young woman all dressed in black. She's in mourning for her fiancé, Franz Hofmeister, who died in the trenches of World War I. She still lives with Franz's father, the good Dr. Hofmeister, and his mother, Magda. They treat her like one of the family, but one day, Anna spies a young man with a pencil-thin mustache laying white flowers on Franz's grave. Who is this man and what does he want? Well, his name is Adrien Rivoir, played by Pierre Ninet, and he's a musician. And it seems he knew Franz before the war in Paris. And he carries a letter he wrote. He's visiting the town to pay his respects to his dead friend and to say something, to tell something to Franz's father. But the war wounds are still raw, and the townsfolk there can't believe a Frenchman would dare set foot in that place. Eventually, the nervous Adrien spends time with Anna and her family, forging a deep emotional friendship, but one that's partly based on lies. What isn't he telling them? Okay. Next, after Adrien returns to France, Anna decides to track him down in Paris and retrace the steps of the museums and music halls that Franz had loved when he spent time there. But Adrien is nowhere to be found. So like a detective, she tries to locate him far outside Paris, which leads her to this sumptuous villa out in the country. And now Anna must reveal secrets of her own. Okay, so that's just a hint, but Franz is a fantastic novelistic melodrama spanning Germany and France, and it's about secrets and lies and guilt and class. It's a romance full of unrequited love, fueled by letters and whispered confessions. I purposely didn't tell much of the story because I don't want to spoil it, but believe me, this is a fantastic movie. It's shot in stunning black and white. Cinematography is amazing with a Hitchcockian musical score, beautiful costumes, really great acting. François Ozon's movies are normally these light sex comedies or family dramas, but this one is a sumptuous, epic story, perfectly made. I recommend this movie. Gifted, I Called Him Morgan, and France all start today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.